This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The state Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments this morning in a case that attempts to bring back absentee ballot drop boxes to Wisconsin. Use of the drop boxes rose during the 2020 elections due to COVID-19 concerns. But amid the false claims that Republican Donald Trump lost Wisconsin that year due to voter fraud, the then-conservative-controlled state court banned unattended drop boxes prior to the fall 2022 elections. The national progressive group Priorities USA and a Wisconsin seniors group are asking the now liberal-controlled court to basically reverse that ruling. Common Cause Wisconsin has joined the case on the side of the plaintiffs. Executive Director Jay Heck explains.
There should be ways for voters to be able to return their absentee ballots so that they will have some assurance that they'll be counted. The U.S. mail is not always reliable in getting them back to the clerks in time. So this is just something that benefits every voter, regardless of how they vote.
Heck also says people with disabilities would be able to return their ballot more efficiently. The Associated Press says 29 states allow some form of absentee drop box. But Heck says Wisconsin is the only purple or swing state that does not. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss would like to keep the ban on unsupervised drop boxes. The Racine County Republican says the state court in 2022 was clear Wisconsin law does not allow the boxes.
I hope that the Supreme Court will realize that precedent is important and that when a case has been decided, they should allow it to remain so that the people of Wisconsin know that we can have faith in our justice system. So I'm an optimist. It's not allowed in the law. It shouldn't be allowed this fall, and hopefully the court will agree.
Voss says he does trust the Postal Service to deliver absentee ballots to local election clerks. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, a Democrat, recently filed a legal brief contending state law does not ban the use of absentee drop boxes. A Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling on the case is expected before the state primary elections in August. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.